This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Diana Darby sees herself as a writer first and foremost. She studied film and writing in Los Angeles and worked in the entertainment business for a while, but she didn't find that work very satisfying, so she moved to Nashville, Tennessee to become a musician. Now, more than a decade later, she has four albums to her credit, the newest called IV Intravenous, and Diana Darby joins us again on the State of Things. Welcome back. Good to have you here.
Good to be here.
Your songs are deeply personal. You write songs that are confessional in a lot of ways. And I wonder, when you write your songs, if in that moment you're writing them for yourself, are you imagining how you're connecting with your audience in the creative process?
No. When I'm writing a song, it's as if the song comes through me. The best songs I don't consciously try to write. They're just, I pick up my guitar and they're there.
Do you ever censor yourself on the way in or out of the song as it's coming up or when you see it on the page or hear it on the tape?
No. I don't censor. I probably should, but I don't.
No, it's probably the reason I think your songs are so compelling is that they sound like that's exactly what you meant to say, and that however personal it is, and whatever anybody else is going to think, this is my song.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely influenced by poets like Anne Sexton and Sharon Olds, who I consider their work very confessional, very literary, but I don't read them and think that there's much in the way of censorship going on with them.
Can we hear one now?
Yeah, this is from the album. It's called Buttercup.
Every day, buttercup your life away. She doesn't know her mind, buttercup, until you die. What good is smiling all the time? It's all a dream, buttercups of red and pink. She says that soon she'll wake, buttercups lie on a grave. Why don't the petals ever change? Field she goes without a winter coat. She thinks she shouldn't be buttercup inside a tree. She thinks the world is cruel, buttercup, what will you do? Buttercup, what will you do? In a field she goes without a winter coat, and the snow comes down and buries her alone. She thinks she shouldn't be. She thinks she shouldn't be. She thinks it's all a dream.
Diana Darby, live on The State of Things, a song called Buttercup from her latest CD, Ivy Intravenous. You talked about poets being an inspiration for your work, and poetry certainly an important part of your work. Does the poem come to you? Does it come to you as a poem first, or does it come to you as a song?
These come to me as songs, but I mean, my whole life, lines have come to me, and certainly since I was a little child, that's what I would do, is sit and write on napkins at restaurants, lines and poems, and songs came as well, and so it's later years that I do both.
You write poetry. Did you think about, as a young girl, a life as a musician?
No, I told my mother I wanted to be a poet, but she told me that poets can't make a living.
Well, she was right, it turns out.
So songwriting to me, like I said, songwriting to me is as close to writing poetry as you can get, and still not get paid for it, but still it's, yeah.
You do another one for us?
Sure. This is from the album. It's called Talking to God. And since we were talking about my mother, I guess this is an appropriate lead-in for that. Somewhere up above, Mother, do you know when you found me? I didn't want to be found at all.
Diana Darby, live on The State of Things, talking to God from her latest CD, IV Intravenous. Diana, that is a song, it seems to me, about not wanting to be here.
Yes, it is. It is a song about that.
Are you in a mood? Do you feel that way, or are you drawn into a song like that? How do you write? Because then there's a creative process that, of course, is being. It's being in its fullest form. You write a song. What would other being could there be?
Well, that song, that's a really difficult song. This album has a lot of very confessional, very vulnerable, dark songs on it. And that one in particular is one that I just remember sitting in my bed and I was so, so sad. And I really did feel that way. I was having feelings like, you know, of that feeling of believing that I was up above still, before I'd been born, before I came into this physical state. and just longing so much to go back up there and questioning, why am I here in this physical place? And I have those feelings a lot. I have a very hard time being in this world, because I think when you're a sensitive person or an artist, it's a very oppressive world. You get kind of overwhelmed by things, and I find how things are now, especially with all the technology. Even it's funny. I'll be in a place. We were in Chicago recently, and used to see people just on the bus, either reading a book or looking around and seeing things. And now everybody's just texting, or you'll see three people standing in a circle, not even talking to each other, just texting. And you kind of, for me as a person that spends so much of my time observing and trying I'm constantly watching things, and that's how I get a lot of my song ideas. But it just feels like there's a disconnect now more than ever. And so when you're sensitive and you're seeing all these things, it makes you feel more alone than ever.
When you write a song like that, does it make you, is it therapeutic? Do you feel better in the process of making that song?
I feel better and worse. Yeah. I feel sad that I have these feelings, but I feel better because once they come out through me, I feel some relief.
Yeah. So it's hard to believe that someone who wrote that song was also a writer on this show.
Thanks for trying to help me. Hey, you're my sister and you were in trouble. Somebody had to do something.
I want you to know if you're ever in trouble, you can always count on me.
Thanks. Sisters forever?
Sisters forever.
You were a writer on Full House.
Yeah, that was a very dark period of my life.
Wow. I'm not seeing that at all. How'd that go?
Right. Well, you know, it's funny. Everyone has their skeletons in their closet. And
Full House.
That's mine. My master's was in writing and directing at USC. And after I graduated, I started writing. I write a lot of dark comedy, which I don't put into my songs. But I'm a very dark comedy kind of person. And so I started writing TV scripts. And my TV mentor at UCLA, I thought I should apply for the Warner Brothers television writing program. And so I did, and I got accepted. And I was one of, I think, maybe two people that semester that was put on staff. And they put me on Full House. And I'd never even seen the show before. And so I was kind of like, oh, my God, Full House. You know, I wanted Larry Sanders or Seinfeld or something that had an edge to it. And that's the show I got put on. And I was only on it a brief time, about 8 weeks.
There was an edge. Those girls were not sharing their toys up until then. And I was sitting there thinking, oh, this is the darkest moment. And then Sisters Forever, and it was all relief.
And then it ended. I kind of killed the show, I think, maybe.
You were in the last season?
I was the last season.
So that's what it is.
So, yeah, I killed it.
you do another song for us.
Okay. I think I'll do, this is Let Her Run Free. And this is from my third album called The Madeline Laundries.
See a girl that you'd like for yourself. Don't take her home. She don't want no one else. Let her run free. Some things in life are not quite what they seem. Look at her smile, there's a sadness she hides. Don't be misled by the green of her eyes. Let her run free. be. She isn't like other girls. She can't survive in your world. Want for the girl everything that she needs, then walk away, for she's not yours to keep. Let her run free. Some things in life are not quite what they seem. Some things in life are not quite what they seem.
Diana Darby, thank you so much for being on the program again. Great to see you again.
Great to see you, too.
Diana Darby's new album called IV Intravenous. Find out more at dianadarby.com. She's going to be at All Day Records in Carrboro tonight at 8 o'clock. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia. We leave you with another cut, this one directly from the CD itself, IV Intravenous.
Wait for the sun.